It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. Rumor has it she's not over there, but one never knows. She'll tell us in a minute. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well. Thank you. Not from over there, but of course, with plenty of thoughts about what's happening right now in Europe, and especially this week, which is an extremely important one for England, because we did talk about the Brexit last week. I feel that it is only right to continue on this conversation, considering that the Brexit now is going to happen on Friday, this coming Friday, unless an extension is granted by the European Union. As a matter of fact, Prime Minister Theresa May is between the beginning of this week and before Friday going to meet with Chancellor Merkel in Berlin. She obviously is hoping for some help there, as well as meeting with President Emmanuel Macron in Paris to request and to get help for a delay that should go to the 30th of June. I believe that she is hoping eventually for more than that, because the 30th of June is, after all, quite a short extension, and maybe it would be more profitable for England and for the Union to have a longer extension in order to be able to find also a real solution. But the official demand will be for a delay to the 30th of June. All the European Union states will vote on this extension, and it is expected to be granted, but nobody knows. I cannot imagine, though, that any country in the European Union would like to be the reason why no extension is granted and a hard Brexit happens on Friday. So this extension is supposed to give time to find a better solution, or better said, a compromise on what is considered right now an unacceptable Brexit from the English Parliament. Obviously, they are the talks that are taking place officially, and they are all the side talks that are taking place unofficially, because you can imagine how frantic and dangerous this situation is right now, especially for England, obviously. The biggest issues remain the same as we discussed last week. One is the border with Ireland. There is for the moment no other solution that is acceptable from both sides, and the other one is the customs union. As we said last week, there is this possibility that with having an agreement on customs, the agreement would be what they call a softer Brexit, And this would obviously give the opportunity to England to be out of the Union and still have agreements on trade that would not bring all of the trade of their country completely upside down. The problem is that the Conservative Party sees that as a huge failure because it would mean that England is still obliged to basically follow the rules of the European Union instead of England being able, for example, to have some independent trade agreements, for example, with the US or with Canada or with China or with many other third parties. So this is something that the Tories absolutely do not want, while the Labour Party would like to have this kind of safety net that would eventually make the Brexit less hard, especially on people that do not know exactly how their job is going to hold if there is a hard Brexit. That would be for England. And now I also wanted to quickly give an update on France because of the Gilets Jaunes, one movement that is still keeping going in France every Saturday in different cities of the country to protest against the current government and to protest against Macron himself. It is now clear for the government that one of the biggest problems are the taxes. They are admittedly one of the highest in Europe, before Denmark and before Sweden. I believe that President Macron sees now the necessity in the very near future, not like a dream in the future, but a reality, to lower the taxes. And while this is not the only decision that is being made, it's it's definitely one that is the most urgent in order to maybe find some kind of common grounds with the Gilets Jaunes and maybe slowly begin to avoid the manifestation and protest on weekends. Another quick topic that I thought might become even more important in the development of the European elections are the climate demonstrations, that the protests that are taking place also almost every week in important cities. And all of this basically following a little bit the lead of this very young lady, this Swedish 16-year-old Greta Thunberg. I think it's important to notice that while elections in the past were very much dominated by the fear of immigration, it looks like there is a kind of a shift, and in the future, a lot of elections will be led by climate changes.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.